Revelation, A Message of Warning and Hope by Richard F. Ames, read by Dylan King. The Book of Revelation contains mysterious symbols that only a few have understood. Can you unlock the secrets of Revelation? Can you know the future of our world and your part in it? The Book of Revelation, sometimes called the Apocalypse, is one of the most important books in the world. Why? Because it reveals the future of humanity and the future of planet Earth. But it contains symbols and secrets that challenge us. What does this final book of the Bible mean? And how will it affect you and your future? The Apostle John had been exiled to the island of Patmos off the southwest coast of Turkey, which the Romans were using as a penal colony. John had already written three of the epistles that would become part of the New Testament when God inspired him, around 95 AD, to write the book of Revelation. God told John to write down what he saw and pronounced a blessing on those who would study what John wrote. Revelation 1 and verse 3 reads, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near." Yes, Almighty God promises that he will bless you if you follow his admonition to read and hear the words of Revelation, if you keep or take to heart what is written in this vital book. John sent the record of his vision to seven churches on a common mail route in Asia Minor. Those churches still have meaning for us today. They were Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. See Revelation, the first chapter, verse 11. Today, you can visit archaeological sites in these cities in western Turkey. The spiritual condition of these seven churches has been reflected in God's church over the past two millennia. The Revelator, Jesus Christ, tells us to learn lessons from each church. Seven times, once for each church, he tells us, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Do any of the descriptions of these churches describe your spiritual condition? The seven churches. Jesus describes the church at Ephesus this way, Revelation 2:4, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." The heading in your New King James Version Bible labels Ephesus the loveless church. Jesus warns the Ephesians, "Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works." That's in verse 5. Have you lost your first love as a Christian? Smyrna is labeled the persecuted church. Jesus states in Revelation 2 and verse 9, "I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life," verses 9 and 10. Have you faithfully withstood suffering and persecution? Pergamos, the third stop on the route, is labeled the compromising church. Pergamos tolerated doctrines leading to sexual immorality. Jesus warned in verse 16, "Repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth." Have you compromised with false doctrines? Thyatira is labeled the corrupt church. Jesus proclaimed, "I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. Indeed, I will cast her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds." Verses 19 through 22. Have you fallen victim to corruption? Sardis, the fifth church, is labeled the dead church. Jesus warns in Revelation 3, verses 1 through 3, I know your works, that you have a name, that you were alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Do you have living faith? Philadelphia is labeled the faithful church. Christ promises the Philadelphians, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Revelation 3, verses 10 and 11. Are you holding fast to the truth of God? Laodicea, the final church on the mail route, is labeled the lukewarm church. Jesus warns the Laodiceans in Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16, I know your works, that you were neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Has your faith become lukewarm? Jesus wants us to listen to all seven of these messages. They reveal the changes we need to make in our lives. Seven times he tells us, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. All seven of the churches. Christ's seven messages also reveal the spiritual characteristics and attitudes of the Christian church from the time of Christ to the end of this age. We may live in a Laodicean era today, but individually we can have a Philadelphian approach to our Christianity, loving our brethren and giving of ourselves to help God's warning message reach a world that will soon find itself in a time of unprecedented crisis before Christ's return. A vision of heaven. In Revelation chapter 4, John records his vision of heaven. He sees the very throne room of God Almighty, with a rainbow around the Father's seat of authority. How awesome and inspiring is it that our Father would describe to us his heavenly throne? Do you think of it when you pray? Christians can pray directly to God in heaven through their Savior and High Priest, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4, verse 16 reads, Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank God that you can come to him in prayer. As you read Revelation, the fourth chapter, be sure to meditate on the majesty and the glory of God and his throne. Revelation, the fifth chapter, records John's vision of a scroll sealed with seven seals. In the first century AD, scribes wrote manuscripts on long strips of papyrus or parchment, which were kept rolled up. John writes in Revelation 5, verses 1 and 2, And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside, and on the back sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? John then weeps because there is no one worthy to open the scroll until the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, begins to open the seals. God reveals our awesome future in a momentous message to the risen Christ. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Verses 9 and 10. Jesus, the Lamb of God, shed his blood for the sins of every human being. Those who have truly repented of their sins and who have demonstrated their faith through the baptism God's word commands have been forgiven of their sins. They have been redeemed. Perhaps you have come to the place in your life where you realize the need for forgiveness. you realize the need to turn your life around and make a dramatic change. If you are really serious about making such a change, we invite you to counsel with a true minister of Jesus Christ. Just write to us at one of our regional offices listed on page 4 of this magazine, or contact us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Those who do repent and turn their lives around, obeying their Savior, can look forward to an awesome future. They will inherit the earth as immortalized, glorified children of God, and during the millennium they will rule with Christ. Read Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. God reveals our awesome and glorious future. Faithful Christians will inherit the earth and all things, including the universe. Revelation 21, verse 7. If God is calling you now, you certainly do not want to miss out on that. Revelation, the 6th chapter, features the first 4 seals of Revelation. These are the famous 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. The 4 horses and their riders symbolize great devastation over the earth. But what is their meaning? Jesus, the Revelator, gave an outline of prophetic events in the Olivet Prophecy found in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. These prophetic events explain the 4 horsemen in the book of Revelation. The famous 4 horsemen of the apocalypse symbolize false Christs and false religion, war and its terrible effects, famines that normally follow on the heels of war, and the pestilences and disease that follow after a famine. Shocking times are ahead for the whole world. We need to be prepared. These 4 horsemen will cause devastation over all the earth. Yes, there have always been wars, famines, and disease, but the 4 horsemen will intensify their ride in the years ahead, and we will see record deaths and casualties. Not only will major wars cause devastation, but the evils of terrorism will increase against the Western nations unless they repent of their immorality and lawlessness. The time will come when all of the past wars, plagues, pandemics, famines, and droughts will seem minor compared to the awful terrors that will be visited on the American and other British-descended nations. Then comes the 5th seal. Revelation 6 and verse 9. When he opened the 5th seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Here is described the martyrdom of the saints, true Christians. In the 1st century, the Roman Emperor Nero severely persecuted Christians and put them to death. The 5th seal also indicates a major end-time persecution of the saints and the Great Tribulation. Then, Jesus opens the 6th seal, revealing the heavenly signs that will shock people all over the earth. What are those signs? Revelation 6, verses 12 through 14, reads, I looked when he opened the 6th seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs, when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. Yes, prophecy tells of a time when frightening asteroids and meteors will streak through the heavens. Massive earthquakes will also shake the ground beneath us. We have experienced strong earthquakes and tsunamis in recent years, but the ones to come will be far more severe, displacing every mountain and island. Those heavenly signs introduce the 7th seal, known as the Day of the Lord, the time of God's wrath and judgment on an unthankful and rebellious world, when Jesus Christ, the Lamb, will execute God's righteous judgments. The Day of the Lord is also called the Great Day of His Wrath. See verse 17. When the 7th seal is opened, we find that it comprises 7 judgments. Revelation 8, verses 1 and 2. When he opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the 7 angels who stand before God, and to them were given 7 trumpets. With their trumpets, the angels announce plagues that will ravage the earth. These plagues will cause immense suffering to those who live through this time of tribulation. Except for a tiny handful, God will protect in a place of safety. But there is good news. Just beyond the day of the Lord is the glorious kingdom of God, which Jesus Christ will establish on this earth. Yes, Jesus Christ will return with great power and love to usher in 1,000 years of his millennial rule over planet Earth. God promises blessing. As we have seen, God promises a blessing to those who study his word and strive to live by it. You do not want to miss out on God's blessing. Read the book of Revelation, knowing that God will bless you as you strive to understand and practice his way of life. Our world today is in danger and confusion. Bible prophecy warns of more and greater earthquakes, droughts, floods, hurricanes, volcanic eruptions, and other natural disasters. Even scientists and geopoliticians are now predicting a tremendous increase in environmental disasters and military conflicts as the 21st century unfolds. There are terrible times ahead, but the book of Revelation also reveals God's merciful intervention during the day of the Lord and the return of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, at his second coming. We look forward to the seventh trumpet bringing us good news. Revelation 11:15 reads, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.'" Genuine Christians will rejoice at that announcement, but the deceived nations and military powers will not rejoice. They will be angry. Notice what it reads in verses 17 and 18. "We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth." The King of Kings, Jesus Christ, will win the war against the immense combined military might of rebellious humanity. Then, Christ will judge the evil world powers that are symbolized by the beasts of Revelation 13 and 17. Who is the leopard-like, seven-headed, ten-horned beast of Revelation 13, having feet like a bear and a mouth like a lion? And who is the beast with two horns, appearing like a lamb but speaking like a dragon? Who is the woman riding on the beast of Revelation 17? Write for your free copy of our booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. It will explain their meaning and identity and what this means for your future and the future of the world. You can order this booklet on audio CD, and it's always free of charge. After the battle of that great day of God Almighty, see Revelation 16:14, the Prince of Peace will rule all nations. For the first time in human history, mankind will begin to enjoy genuine world peace. "And the ever-living one shall be king over all the earth." That's Zechariah 14, verse 9. The saints will rule on earth with Christ for 1,000 years, as it reads in Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. And then on into eternity. The book of Revelation reveals that we can look forward to the coming kingdom of God. As we watch and wait, we should pray daily, "Your kingdom come." Soon after the 1,000 years of Christ's millennial rule on earth are completed, the new Jerusalem will come to a renewed heaven and earth. Study Isaiah, the 65th chapter, verse 17. And Revelation, the 21st chapter. God will once and for all have put away Satan the devil, and the universe will enjoy glorious peace for all eternity. Dangerous times are ahead, but the book of Revelation shows us the hope that awaits, the time when God's faithful people will inherit the earth, and ultimately the whole universe. Thank God for the glory he will bestow on us and His creation. May we suggest, again, ordering our free booklet, Revelation, The Mystery Unveiled. The Apostle John saw in vision the future just ahead of us. What will it mean for you? Request a free printed booklet from the regional office nearest you or order at tomorrowsworld.org. And at your special request, we will send you this booklet, recorded on audio CD, free of charge. Special note, Seven Trumpets, The Day of the Lord chart. These trumpets are written in order and will be read as they appear in the magazine. Seventh Seal, Angels prepare to release the seven trumpet plagues. That's Revelation 8, verses 2 through 6. First Trumpet, green grass and one-third of the trees burn up in Revelation 8, verse 7. Second Trumpet, one-third of sea becomes blood, one-third of ships and sea life are destroyed by fire. Revelation 8, verses 8 and 9. Third Trumpet, one-third of waters turn bitter. Revelation 8, verses 10 and 11. Fourth Trumpet, one-third of the sun, moon, and stars do not shine. Revelation 8, verse 12. Fifth Trumpet, locusts wield the beast's military power. Revelation 9, verses 1 through 12. Sixth Trumpet, four angels kill a third of mankind. A 200 million man army gathers. Revelation 9, verses 13 through 21. Seventh Trumpet, the kingdom is proclaimed. Resurrection of the Saints, Revelation 11, verses 15 through 19. Special chart connected to this article. The Four Horsemen Ride. The Apostle John describes four horsemen that symbolize great deception and devastation to mankind and life on earth. Reading Revelation 6, verses 2 through 8. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, Come and see. Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, Come and see. So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hands. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, Come and see. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Don't forget to request your free booklet, The Beast of Revelation, available in print form or on audio CD. You can contact us through tomorrowsworld.org.